The pace of appreciation in the U.S. dollar has most certainly been turning heads around the globe. The buck continues to run hot and at multi-year highs against many currencies on account of a severe monetary policy divergence between the Fed and other central banks, and on account of what looks to be a better economic outlook in the U.S. relative to these other countries. The catalyst for the move, however, has come from inflation, something that has been rocketing higher in 2022 and something that the Fed has been forced to contend with, even at the expense of growth. This has resulted in a central bank committed to higher for longer rates, which has in turn fueled demand for the US dollar while forcing a liquidation in risk-correlated assets on account of the less investor-friendly monetary policy. But the pace of the dollar moves against the other major currencies has been jaw-dropping, and we wonder if there will be some form of official intervention on behalf of the BOJ, ECB, and BOE to prevent the yen, euro, and pound from falling even further off their respective cliffs. At the same time, we've had years of financial markets being artificially supported and manipulated through central bank proponomics in the aftermath of the financial markets crisis of 2008, which would very well point to even more US dollar upside, or could very well point to even more US dollar upside, as the market contends with the reality that it no longer can rest on the shoulders of the Fed. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from Eurozone construction output, ECB speak, Canada producer prices, and US NAHB housing. It's also worth noting Japan and the UK are off on holiday on this Monday. That's all for now.